teachers?
We knew our teachers. They all lived in the same community. And they cared about us. We knew that. And so that was really a plus for us. Of course, this was during the time, I think I started school, my first year was 1947. Of course, it was segregated during that time. And the only bad points I can think of is sometimes our school books weren't what they were supposed to be. We would get used some the other schools had used and that kind of thing. Our athletic department didn't have top-notch equipment and that kind of thing. So those were some of the things I can remember that we weren't so proud of, but improved, you know, in later years. But we had great times in the communities. We put together our own entertainment. We had a lot of house parties then, which were lots of fun and for real. And we all knew each other because we had, you know, small community and that kind of thing. But as far as that's, you know, family life. But in the 50s, times became a little more with an unrest kind of atmosphere. Where at times you would like to do more and you couldn't, like going to the movies. You went to the movies, of course, you went to the back of the movie and you paid your money and you went upstairs and sit in a balcony. You weren't allowed to go to the area below. Once a month or so they had what they called a midnight show, and that would be the only time you could go in the front of the movie house because that's when the African Americans were allowed to go, 12 o'clock at night. But I didn't get to go, I was too young, but I do know about them. But during that time, you didn't have a lot of unrest because when you grew up in a community, you kind of knew your limitations, so to speak. So certain stores, of course, you weren't allowed to go in, like the drug stores, we called them then. You could go in, you couldn't sit at the bar or anything, counter. And so you could go in and get a prescription filled or something like that, but you couldn't stay in, and have the fun that, you know, the other kids had. So anyway, you recognize those things, but that was just a way of life then, you know, and so you did what you had to do and then you went back where you lived, to the other side of town. And so anyway, of course, later on, some of those barriers were lifted. And, you know, I wouldn't try to bring out every single little thing that I disliked about it because, like I say, it was a way of life then.